We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ah, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh. Raspberry peach.
Yeah, yes. It's more peach.
The Panthers, they are going to open up first round action Sunday, 12:30, Leroy. Game one.
Now, let me ask you this, because I talked to you during the break.
Yep.
Is it the NBA, NHL playoff schedule makers that hate South Florida? Or is it because South Florida doesn't, some of the teams in South Florida, like, you know, Leroy like to say, like to play with their food and then, you know, leave it up to
I don't know. They did this last year. Because, like, look, if the Heat take care of business tomorrow and somehow get themselves in the first round, I believe game one is 1 o'clock
game
on Sunday.
Game one at Boston is 1 o'clock.
Which would mean we would have Panthers and Heat going on at the exact same time.
Right.
But here's the problem. Here's how it happened this year. All the games were supposed to be on Tuesday, but what ended up happening was,
the Flyers pushed the
Flyers
play-in back.
Had to play.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, the schedule's set long before the play-in. You don't know who or when the play-in's going to be. So that it just kind of happened that way.
Well, the other thing that screws us in a lot of cities that it doesn't happen in other cities because of what Leroy is talking about. If you have both teams, most teams, I think in most major cities, share the arena for hockey and basketball.
They do. That's why.
So that's why there's never a conflict. With us, each team has their own building. So they're like, oh, we don't care. We'll throw them both on at the same time. I mean, he got to take care of their business. You know, but if it does happen, yes, it's very annoying. It is very annoying. It was annoying.
We want to put this on the schedulers or saying that they don't hate they hate Miami.
It's really on Caleb
but
Martin.
Miami hates Miami because really, you put yourself in this situation.
It's really on Caleb Martin because
you really going with that to Caleb Martin.
What do you mean? You mean I'm going with the truth?
Missing for chicken,
bricking for chicken.
Bricking for chicken. I like it. Brickin' for chicken.
That's what it's called. I'm not taking credit for that. That's what the promotion is called.
Oh, brickin' for chicken. So he bricked 2 free throws. 76ers won a free sandwich or free chicken.
I don't know if they win nuggets. I don't know if
it's a
sandwich.
They win something with chicken.
I believe it's a Chick-fil-A promotion. One would think that's a free chicken sandwich.
So it's a free chicken sandwich. So they won the game and they got a free chicken sandwich?
Yeah. It's tough, right?
That's tough. They're leaving happy.
Yep.
And they were booing. Did you hear the boos during the game?
Man.
Oh, my God. They were booing. They were about to boo them out of the center.
The only type of bird J-Fig loves, the boo birds.
Oh. Boo birds. Can't kill those.
Can't kill. Well, apparently you can by giving them free chicken. Killing me, dude.
Jennifer, are you getting ready for your birthday extravaganza?
Stressing, but.
Why?
I don't really celebrate my birthday.
Oh.
Nor, and whenever I do, I'm not the one in charge of it. So.
But yeah, it's called.
It's stressful.
It's your celebration, so you shouldn't do any work.
Dude, Saps, he says, worrying about the Heat Panthers playing on the same day right now is like me worrying about Rihanna cheating on me. Task at hand. We got to get a number first.
Eventually, it's going to bother you.
Hey, You know what scares me more than anything about Friday?
What, Monday?
Is that a team coming in that might not be as good as the Heat but can score a bunch of points. That's it.
And Kobe White's coming off a 40 burger.
He's going to be feeling it. And then Tyler's going to be looking at me like, I could top that.
All right, guys. So let's be real.
Yeah, but who's going to guard him?
Tyler, is this the Tyler a hero game tomorrow night?
The thought last night was. I mean, it was his golden opportunity.
All right. But now with Jimmy more than likely being out for tomorrow night's game, and we still putting an AP. I mean, there's not a big man. So Bam should be able to play.
Bam's going to get his.
I don't know. But
like I mean, if he's allowed and he doesn't have to spend half the time screening for Tyler.
Here's the problem.
Vucevic always be busting your ass, though.
Here's the problem.
I mean, he hasn't done it as much as a Bull. When he was a Magic, he was right there with the best of them.
Who are you going to put on DeMar? Because we didn't even mention him.
H?
I mean, probably.
And that dude don't miss. And you going to put Caleb on Kobe White?
Probably. Probably.
Oh, that's not going to be a good night.
Probably.
Because you got to.
DeLon Wright did a great job.
You got to hide Tyler.
If Terry doesn't play, I think DeLon Wright will probably get some more time because he was really good the last game. Kind of makes you wonder why he wasn't playing more.
And then my other question is, you put so much defense out there, how are you going to score?
Nico's going to have to play a lot tomorrow.
Dude, how are they going to score? It should be like the end of the media guy this past year. How are they going to score? I don't know. Good question, Leroy. Eric Spoelstra would just like to, you know, he basically would just like to take every bit of juice that he can out of this team and be like, hey, can we win this one 70-60? Like, that would be his Vincent Van Gogh. It's like, we've seen games in the 80s. Could we get this one in the 70s? Like, that's, I think, what would bring him pleasure at this point.
It's a good point that Tobin's bringing up because this is the guy that we heard went to Chip Kelly.
Yeah,
to learn how to use, you know, the spread, the Heatle team, how to utilize them better, how to make the offense better, and I saw how the offense was with that team.
I think the man, first of all, let's be real about it. Like, he had to be basically like kicked into playing Jovich this year, like by injury, by necessity. Yeah. That dude is so clearly one of the like so different from everything they got, from the speed he plays at. From the unselfishness he plays at, from not needing the ball all the time. Like, dude, just he's going to find energy for it. Like, they got to find a way next year to utilize that kid in a big way. Whatever the moves are, he needs, unless, you know, he's traded for a Will. But, like, whatever the moves are, I'm not saying I want that to happen. I'm just saying it is what it is. But if he's back next year,
oh my God.
you gotta find a way. I need Spo. He needs to go to Serbia. We need to have talks. Look! If Spo has a whole summer, there's going to be a lot of.
He won't have a whole summer.
No, he's got stupid Paris. But after before Paris, he needs to find some time to like decompress. You need to give this man some new spices to figure some things out.
Can I just say this? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Any team that wants to work out a trade with the Heat,
yeah.
They're going to want Jovich over Tyler, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
He's the gem. Okay. I think he's the gem. Jaime, too. Jaime played good last night.
Jaime played very well.
But here's the deal. You need, guys, the thing that I liked when Hakez, Jovi, and Terry were on the court together is the speed in which they played with, right? You got a couple of guys who like to pound the ball. And that's why you can't score offensively.
Yeah. And it's like, it's just like with him, you know, like, dude, he may fancy himself with the rest of these guys. And he don't got the moves they do. He just doesn't. He doesn't. You put Kelly Oubre on him, he short circuits.
Because Kelly Oubre is tall.
Yeah, he wanted to be on the Heat this year.
Tall and lanky.
I wanted him to be on the Heat.
That's tough. And then he ruined Jimmy Butler.
He did not ruin Jimmy Butler.
Ruined him.
Come on, bro. Stop. Like, stop.
Who makes a stop like that?
Hey.
What's this, Street Fighter?
Vlad, that makes him feel better.
No, I'm not letting
all this whole situation of why the Heat are playing.
That's how I'm going to do it.
In the second playing game.
Because if we lose.
He can put that on because. Kelly Oubre purposely hurt Jamie.
Helps me cope.
And he can live with that.
I can. I'll be able to walk through the summer. No, I'll still want changes.
It won't be true. Leroy, you don't get what's going on right now.
I don't.
Tobin's about to pack. He's getting all the fishing gear.
Oh, dude.
Hey, you don't get that. You don't understand.
Jennifer,
make a thing.
Oh, no. Just so we're clear.
He's packing.
Just so we're clear.
He's already, Monday morning.
I hung up my harpoon for a season. Let's be clear. Once the summer happens, old Tobes is open for business.
He's not even going to wait for the summer. He's going to wait for Monday morning.
On technicality.
Oh, we're open for business.
You said I'm never whaling
again. If we say something, you didn't say
I'm not whaling for a season.
I said I was a changed man, and I said that I wasn't going.
Changed men don't just change for one season.
Well, you know what? I tried to change.
Oh, so now you tried to change?
I tried to change, and my significant other burned me. You know.
So is this a relapse?
Hard to say. We'll find out. I mean, like, look, I'm not talking about it until the season is over, until the heart monitor flatlines, until you wear a diaper. I'm not wearing a diaper. I'm not a baby. I'm not a baby. Okay. They're gonna make the playoffs.
Oh, look for your little
I am not. I'm not wearing a diaper because first of all, I'm not a baby.
Look for your
and second of all,
a diaper.
No. Let me just say something right now, Jennifer.
Adult.
This
diapers?
Is not fair because Are Jimmy. They? No, Jimmy Butler is hurt.
How is it not fair?
It's not fair. Jimmy Butler's hurt. You That's not fair. I should have to. I shouldn't have. Dude, I shouldn't have to pay a bet with no Jim Jim.
I shouldn't have to fight you for the bets you make.
This is ridiculous.
Man.
Not fair.
Now I want to pacify with your diaper.
Ridiculous. How am I going to do a show with a pacifier on it?
We got rattles. We got rattles.
A bib.
This is ridiculous.
I want a pink bib for him.
Pink?
Okay. Yeah.
That's not heat colors.
Yes, it is. It's
supposed to be a heat baby.
Now you're throwing things at it.
Guess
what? Miami Heat Vice. You're
going to be Miami. The Vice kid. One of those.
Wish we had the Vice jerseys. Beer. Heat culture jerseys. What? Ridiculous.
Oh, well, now you're ripping the culture?
I mean, like, look, this team had that play with that motto on the court this year. What did they do?
Well, Toby.
Hardest working, best conditioned. Sometimes. When we feel like it.
Didn't they have a better record than this year than they had last season?
They did. About like
yeah,
two
but
games.
so did eight other teams. So did seven other teams.
All right, Toby, I can give you an early warning.
Hmm?
You know who you should be rooting for? You should be rooting for the Phoenix Suns to have a first round
exit. Are
you
encouraging him, huh?
Oh, because we need something for the summer. Hmm.
Listen, I feel like we're going to have plenty out there.
Devin Booker. You need Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, Spider. Dame again, you know. Might go back to the Dame well. KD.
Wow.
Paul George.
You got blatant disregard for the rules, huh?
Dude, I already told you.
Well, you know what he's doing?
He was already. Come on, bro. He was charting. You didn't get it?
Wait. Not only is he wailing, he is speculating. He got the math.
Bro. He had the mind.
He won't look at us in the eye.
He has radar on all these whales. It's like he put an attachment on them, and he's just like beep 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 beep. Yeah, let me tell you, Tobin has a secret. Yeah, Tobin has a secret room in his house where it's whale hunting. It's just
with all the strings,
with all the screens
attached. An attic full of a whole air.
That's all it's doing. And then right now. So right now, if they lose on Friday.
You don't feel bad about this?
Not at all.
Not at all. Smile and everything. Oh,
not at all. Did you not just see our season end because of Nick Batum? No, I don't feel bad about any of this.
But it's not over yet.
Jimmy Butler doesn't work anymore. His leg is broken.
What is this, 5 years? See, that's the problem. Years. See, here's the thing. In this new current model of sports, Leroy, I think that you have 3 years. After 3 years, you got to reload, replenish, or refocus.
You got to do something majorly different. And so, everybody else in the East did because the Heat kept kicking their ass. And they're like,
meh. And Ryle still got that old school mentality of
so
like
you.
4 years.
What are you talking about?
No, but.
You
but,
still say Heat in five.
But he's always going to say Heat in five. That's the fan in him. But the fact of the matter is, Leroy, is that you got to understand you can't really go 5 years with a core like this. that you've got to change
everybody
it up.
Everybody else has changed. Everybody's made major moves. I mean, even Boston.
Yep.
Major moves.
And you still
Indiana trying. Got Siakam. The Knicks got Ananobi. The Cavs, they got Donovan Mitchell. Everybody got stuff. And the Heat, we got Terry Rozier, who was not there. And even Philly, like, all right, James Harden, he stinks. Screw him. Get him out of here. They got rid of Doc Rivers, who sucks as a coach, very clearly. Sorry, Doc.
No disrespect taken.
Take a break. Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Miami Heat back in action tomorrow. Play-in game part deux, just like it was last year.
Are you boots on the ground?
Of course. I'm not a coward. I'm going to watch this go down. I'm going to watch it in person. 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night from the Kaseya Center. And then we got the West play-in game, Sacramento at New Orleans. They, of course,
no Zion.
Hey, by the way, can I – look. I feel like I've been pretty good today, taking my licking. Can I call one media person out for being a rat bastard?
Who's that?
You familiar with this Eddie Johnson?
No.
Yeah, Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix Suns, Sirius XM NBA Radio.
Yeah, former six-man great.
What's this guy's deal, huh?
Well, what's...
So yesterday, you know, we're all sad. Jimmy Butler is hurt. But this guy's had it in for the Heat for a while. Doesn't believe in Heat culture. Takes a shot at Heat culture every chance he gets. You know, one of those just A1 haters, right? So this Eddie Johnson on Jimmy. Check out this tweet that this guy puts up here. Ridiculous. You have this JFig from this Eddie Johnson? Because I was like, hey, man, what the hell is that? Who reacts to an injury like that? Because he goes out there with Jimmy Butler. Obviously, as a thing with Heat culture, he goes, Eddie tweets out, it's not playoff Jimmy. It's play-in Jimmy first. And if he took the regular season serious enough, the Heat would be preparing for a 7-game series instead of watching him limp for 2 quarters, probably in street clothes on Friday. And then he puts his box score. I'm like, hey, man, look, I'm all for taking your victory laps on takes if you're right. Okay. You're celebrating a man having a bad knee injury? What the hell is that?
He's not and celebrating so, that.
Oh, he's celebrating.
No, he's not celebrating.
Oh, he's celebrating.
No, that. He's just,
rubbing it.
No, he's goes, not rubbing it
you
in.
You put yourself in this position,
you
Jimmy.
You did put yourself. No, no, not Jimmy.
You put yourself in this position. Who does that? And then, and so I was like, all right, how does this man behave? How does this man typically behave on Twitter? But what did you know it, Vlad? 2 tweets beforehand. Look what he tweeted about Zion the night before. Tough break for Zion. He has been amazing. Top shelf tonight. Oh, what the hell is that?
Okay.
What the hell is that?
All right.
What the hell is that?
Timing of injury?
What the hell is that? Timing of injury?
Yes.
When is there ever a good time for an injury?
There's never a good time for
never
an injury.
Never a good time for
but
an injury.
Getting injured with like less than 3 minutes left in the game and you just tied the game and you drop 40.
This guy
is a little bit different than the first quarter, right? Am I right, Leroy?
He's a rat fink. He has it out for Jimmy Butler. It's not proper what you did. That is inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Context for
a professional broadcaster to act like that.
Here's what I would say. And here's when you can have a problem with it. Right? Did he say anything wrong that wasn't accurate?
What? He didn't say anything wrong, though. That's the thing. He's basically... he was reiterating what Leroy was saying.
You know what he was doing, dude. He knows what he was doing.
Leroy.
It's not right to take victory laps on people getting hurt. And, oh, because you literally could get hurt in any game.
But here, Tope, I didn't take a victory lap because it sucks that Jimmy got hurt. But my most important message was... You had every opportunity to only play 82 games.
Okay, but Leroy, here's the thing. Him getting hurt changed the game yesterday, and you can't deny that.
But he understands that, but he's trying to say.
He doesn't. No, no, no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
no,
you see?
No.
I get it. You're right, Leroy. He needs someone.
No, I just think it's a bastard
tweet.
You need
a couple of things. But Tobin, is he not right if the Heat had handled their business during the regular season?
And so what? What if you got to play a menace Josh Hart in the first round? You never know what he's going to do to your legs. Okay. Then what does he say?
Unnecessary shots. Unnecessary.
It's not unnecessary shots. It's not unnecessary shots. It's completely unnecessary.
But you know what? You know what?
Here's
good.
What I do. In neat moments like this, sit back.
And you want to know something?
Watch the show.
if he wanted to not be, then don't put up the box score. You put up the box score with the tweet. That just adds insult to the actual injury because you're like, look at old Limpy over here stinking up the joint. Ridiculous. Right. Eddie Johnson. Hey, Eddie Johnson, have some class, dude. You're classless.
How was your reaction when Giannis got hurt last year?
I felt bad for Giannis. I felt bad for Giannis.
Did he feel bad? I don't remember.
Can I just tell you how I feel when a guy on the other team gets hurt? I feel bad that he got hurt as a player, right? But as a person that I got to play against him, I'm like, all right. That's what I got to deal with, right? So the competitor in me or the human in me feels bad that a person got hurt, right?
But he obviously feels bad about Zion getting hurt because he goes,
because Zion got hurt after 41 and tying the game.
And Jimmy Butler was kicking ass. You can't say. Hold on, dude.
It was 23-22.
The guy had four steals in the first half. They were up by double digits.
23-22. He got hurt at the end of first quarter. This guy got hurt with
that guy. And when did he go to the tweet? He put the whole box score out there, and he's going to act like it wasn't a difference because he didn't get hurt.
Hey, that's
absolutely asinine.
Tobin, can I add one slight little caveat to this?
Only if it agrees with me.
At least you're honest. I appreciate your honesty. They actually took their biggest lead after Jimmy got hurt.
Yeah, but Jimmy was playing like when Jimmy still had legs before it stiffened up at halftime. Oh my God. It's true.
You get Vlad.
Oh, dude, this is ridiculous. You know what you guys are? You guys, can I just say what's really unbecoming of the both of you? A couple propagandists. That's what you are.
No, just go ahead. Listen.
Ridiculous.
Exactly, Steven.
What did he say?
He said, Vlad basically saying Tobin is Drake after KD tore his Achilles.
Bob Myers, too.
I love Bob Myers. You know why? He's the smartest man in America.
If he
knew what was coming.
Leroy.
He got the hell out of
Leroy,
there.
Leroy, let me tell you this. I never knock a person if they know. You know what? Let me get out of this situation before it gets ugly. He knew. Once I got that 2022 NBA final, I'm out. I'm not paying none of these guys anything.
I've named that. I call that the Pete Carroll.
Dude.
Things got hot in USC. People lost their Heisman.
Yeah, but you know what, though? That's because there was a lot of bad things going on. This guy, there was nothing wrong. He just knew. Let me tell you this.
He didn't want to be the guy to not pay Draymond.
And Leroy, you're the perfect person to ask.
Pay Draymond. He would have paid Draymond.
But I don't think he would want. No, I think the basketball mind and Bob Myers know. There's only one place this guy's going to work, and that's for us. And I don't know if we need that type of player anymore.
Yeah, congratulations. What a basketball mind you have, Steph Curry. Congrats.
Listen, man. He got four and got out of there. Got an ESPN job.
Eddie Johnson.
Smart guy.
Tweet with some class, dude, all right? Wait, go out there and tweet with some absolute crap.
Oh, come on, Tobin. Come on, Tobin.
Man.
What is wrong with you?
Guy needs to learn how to class it up. You're a professional broadcaster. Wait, Eddie Johnson.
You calling out a professional broadcaster?
Ridiculous.
Wow. First of all, you got him backwards because Kelly Oubre
was it forward?
Lighter skinned dude.
Wasn't about the tone, Leroy. It was about the act.
Oh my goodness!
Y'all let general picture.
Y'all let baby Terrence Howard take you out, man.
Take a break. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. By the way, if you guys want to win some Brooks and Dunn tickets, their 2024 rebooted tour, coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm, May 3rd. So, you know, we'll give those away before the end of the show. I think I actually have 2 pairs to give away. I think I forgot yesterday. My bad. I apologize. I was focused on the game. And bit me in the ass. What do you got today, Jennifer, for Goosies, no Goosies?
Since Frog Boy is not here, I'm taking over this segment. First, we have the Florida Panthers playoffs starting off this Sunday. Does that give you the Goosies?
It does give me the Goosies, quite frankly.
Goosies galore.
I love the Panthers. I love playoffs. I like the fact that they took care of their business. Very, you know.
Are you trying to throw out the Heat right now?
Well, I mean, I'm not throwing anything. It is what it is. I got to go sit here and watch, you know, I got to go tomorrow to a building and sweat out whether or not Coby White is going to make a team go for the finals to add to the playoffs.
I hope DeMar DeRozan's daughter comes to the game.
She wasn't able to the last time. I don't think she travels with them though, dude.
She wasn't there yesterday at the game against.
She had a camp, but I don't think she came to the, because that was the whole thing last year, and then she didn't come to the Miami game. I don't believe.
No, and they could have used her toward the end.
Strush your bum. What are you doing?
What about you, Leroy? You got Goosies of the Panthers?
I absolutely 100% do.
Goosies.
I think I'm real interested to see, you know, they got to get over that Tampa Bay hump.
Mind control, they have.
But even that being said, I want to see them see if they can get over the hump this year. They made it to the finals last year. They're actually, some would say, they're a better team this year. And I want to see if they can all put it all together.
What about you, Vlad? You got the Goosies?
Oh, I'm Goosies galore, bro. I covered the team last year, you know.
That's so right. Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
You're going to be boots on the ice this year?
I'm going to be boots on the ice this year. Once again. So.
Panthers locker room stinks, yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
They say hockey locker rooms are the stinkiest.
They sweat. They just sweat, and they sweat on pads, and they put those same damn pads on. And then after they play, they go to the workout room and do another 45 minutes or hour of cardio.
Crazy, man. Crazy people. What about you, J-Fig? Where are your Goosies?
Of course I have Goosies. Goosies on Goosies.
Goosies. What's number 2, Jennifer?
Chris Greer is saying it was Tua's idea to slim down and get a new quarterback coach.
Wow.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's Goosey's galore. You know, Tua always takes the initiative. Makes me happy. You know, I know everybody here wants it to be Michael Vick all of a sudden, and you know, they can't take the fact
that it's just one guy.
He's not alone. He's not alone. He's a Pied Piper of ingrates.
You can I just tell you today, you have started off on fire, and you are hosing down anybody and everybody who you think has had anything contrarian to what you've said.
It's Caleb Martin's fault.
It's not Caleb Martin's fault, but go ahead.
Bricking for chicken.
Jesus.
Do you have the Goosies, Leroy?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I think, you know, one of the things that people fail to realize, and when you listen to the players, you listen to the organization, and you listen to Tua, as how much of a leader he has become after that those 2 years with Flores, right? And how much the rest of his teammates respect what he does and who he is. And so from that standpoint, I appreciate and I really, you know, love seeing the growth and how he dug himself out of that. I tell you what, Mac Jones may never play quarterback in this league because they beat his ass up.
Oof.
You see what I'm saying? So just to see a player, look at Ryan Leaf, just to see a player be able to bounce back from a terrible situation to start his career is impressive to me. So I got the goosies. Anything to her, I got the goosies. I root for him. I want him to do well because so many people, including coaches, when he did not ask to be brought here, was brought here and they didn't give him any support.
What about you, Vlad?
I got goosies for that, but I'm also going to give you, I'm going to have to give Ryan Clark, you know, I think Ryan Clark needs apologies from people. Because everybody was ripping him when he said that Tua was a little portly and they said he was fat-shaming. And then what happened during the offseason? Guess who?
See, this came from his own will. It's not like he did it because he was told to.
Yeah, you could do it on your own will. But when you were told, you kind of
went a little over the top. He said he had a stripper ass. And then also, like, went a little strong. With he didn't work hard. I mean, he took up a martial. He made it sound like Tua didn't work hard in the offseason. Tua took up a martial art.
Here's what I would say, Vlad. He wasn't wrong.
He wasn't wrong when he said it.
But just
the tone,
but the way he said it, trying to be funny with something that a lot of people took seriously, that's where the problem came.
But guess what? Was he wrong? I don't get, sometimes it's not about the messenger or the message. If it's right, it's right.
I really don't care if Tua's thin or fat.
No.
Look at you guys.
I don't.
Okay.
I like my Tua in all shapes and sizes.
You know what? You're going to love him when he's fat pockets. Don't worry. When he has those fat pockets, I'm going to hear what you're going to start saying.
We'll get to some of that coming up next hour as well. J-Fig, where are your gooses with Tua?
I have gooses.
Gooses
galore. Because it came from him, Vlad.
He could say that he came from him.
I wish he wasn't working with John Beck. I got to be honest with you. Like
John Beck,
you know, like we pick somebody else.
Can I just say this? Some of the worst players become the best coaches.
Interesting.
And some of the best and greatest coaches best and greatest players are the worst coaches because the players who weren't as good don't take anything for granted. And the players who were great just assume you can do it like them.
Couldn't it have been somebody else's bust, though? Like, couldn't he pick some Jets quarterback bust?
Oh,
you know,
no.
Like Mark Sanchez?
What? You would have been even worse. What? If he picked Mark Sanchez, you would have blew a gasket.
No, Leroy, it's okay. It's okay. He has to vent. So in his way of venting, he's going to take shots at teams.
I'm not taking shots.
And since I'm here, I'm the one he could take shot.
I mean, you got to understand. Jets did come to mind because you were
here. Yeah, understand. There's no Celtic here because you know why? He knows eventually if they win tomorrow, they might get their ass swept by Boston. So he's not going to take shots at Boston.
Unless we hand the keys over to Jovic. Hand the keys over to Jovic. Boston's in trouble.
All right.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
Did you hit the little drinking bottle there? Because I know sometimes you do after a game when they pissed you off.
You know, here's the thing. I was going to do that yesterday because everybody was expecting that, but I made a big mistake in that I went coffee at halftime.
Forget about it.
You know, I would have died if that would have been the case. I mean, my stomach would have been done. So, no, I did not drink after yesterday's game. I was too boosteloed up. Give us our next one here, J-Fig.
Well, let's talk about Tua, and now we're going to talk about a show pony. Tom Brady.
Oh.
Running sprints in Miami. Would you like to see a picture?
No, I actually won't.
Fine.
Well, guess what? I'm going to do it anyway, Vlad.
Oh, jeez.
Here it is.
He goes, no bull, no excuses. Show up for yourself. so you can show up all damn day. Just no wow. Goosies. Like, all right.
So where is this in his yard?
No Goosies.
That looks like it's on the street.
It looks like yeah. he's in like, yeah.
It's like a little residential area.
Front yard or something. I don't know.
It's like Star Island.
Hey, you're not impressing anybody, Tom. Go eat a strawberry and be retired already. Don't you have games to broadcast?
No, you know what?
Avocado.
I'm sick of him. I'm done with him. Like, I'm really done with him. Bro, you got a guy who's been doing a great job being a color commentator, and he's been told he's got to go to number two because, Mr. Tom Brady's going to come, and we want Mr. Tom Brady to be in the A group with Kevin Burkhardt. And all Greg Olsen's done has been a professional.
Yep.
Been a professional, just does his job.
Really good.
And
really,
really
good
does
job.
A great job. And then this guy keeps on saying, well, you know, every time he's asked, well, you're going to join Fox's crew this year, but do you still have any thoughts of playing? Yeah, if a team would want to have me, sure. Isn't your ass retired for the last 2 years?
It's time to grow up. He's
like,
just,
get over it, bro.
Dude's a Peter Pan.
Like, you're the same guy that says the game is softer because the defense can't do anything. So what do you think is going to happen when your ass comes into the league again?
Ridiculous.
I'm sick of it.
No Goosies. No Goosies. Leroy?
I got no Goosies. Listen. Bam! I go to the gym every morning. I don't need to take video of it.
No Goosies.
Nobody gives.
We don't need Tom Brady's advice.
Wait, but think about this. Here's the part that pisses me off. You ready?
Go ahead. Who took the picture?
Thank you! So when he got a video crew out there filming him run?
Oh, he's definitely.
That makes it even worse.
Yeah, Leroy, hold on. Leroy, we're in 2024, man.
Everybody has a video crew.
Yeah, everybody has a video crew.
One time I was at the Heat game last year, and they were asking me, are you Struce's new guy? I'm like, Struce has a guy? Struce?
That's kind of insulting. Why they expected you? Why they assumed that you would be Struce?
Because every one of these guys has a guy following
but
them.
Why
the
you? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Did you have a camera on hand?
Of course. I always have my camera. I have my camera on hand, but they're like, are you?
You should have said yes.
Wait. And were you taking pictures of Max Struce?
He was out there.
So why wouldn't they ask you if that's
But I just felt like, you understand what my thought is. Hold on. Struce hadn't gotten paid yet. My thought was, Struce has a guy?
No, but here's the deal, right? You're out there with a camera taking pictures of Struce. So they ask you if you're Struce.
I understand, but do you not understand the point of my thing is, wait a minute, Max Struce has a guy? Before
there's
he got paid?
There's a lot of people out there that nobody give a damn about their pictures. And they taking pictures.
Struce has a guy?
Time out. Didn't we just talk last week that we said Jalen Phillips has a guy recording his comeback? Yeah, even your comebacks are recorded.
It's crazy. Well, he does most of it himself, right? Like, he's just doing IG. It doesn't look like professional, does it? Or is it looking like Rocky?
I could deal with that. If you're doing selfies, you know, look at my leg, this, blah, blah, blah. But no.
There is nothing that bothers me more than gym pictures. I don't care.
Yeah, I could care.
My favorite is the people who are recording in the gym, and then they get really mad at somebody who walks in front of their selfie stick camera that they have up there. I'm like, hey, dude, this isn't a Best Buy.
Somebody did that to me. Excuse me. I said, this ain't a movie set. Like,
it's true.
I need to get to where I'm from.
It's true.
This is at 6:30 in the morning.
Vlad, where are your
Gooses? You think I'm going to be careful of somebody taking a selfie on one of them damn sticks?
Where are your Gooses?
Nah, done. Like I hit it. Nah, I'm done with them. Go retire. You know what it is, right? I'm going to tell you what it is.
Giselle.
Nah, Giselle done left them for the trainer, the younger
jiu-jitsu
trainer.
Guy. She knows how jiu-jitsu he looks guy. Like.
She already knows how he looks like. It wasn't.
She don't need a reminder.
But wait, trust me.
When you leave and go to somebody else, okay, when Giselle leaves or however it worked out or whatever, and she go with the trainer, she no longer gives a damn.
She don't care how he
Tom
looks.
Tom Brady looks like.
He's
the only person that cares what Tom Brady looks
it's
like.
Tom.
It's Tom Brady.
Yeah, Mateo already got her.
He already moved on.
He's looking to see if she's checking the stories.
Mateo got Giselle. I don't know if Mateo is his name, but I just sound like that would be the name of a guy that Giselle would be with. So I'm just going to call him Mateo.
Mateo just sounds like a black belt.
Just a black belt with like 12 abs. You know what I mean? Like just wooing Giselle. Nah, Brady's got to go. You know what it is? He sees Pat coming.
That's what it is. He sees Pat coming. He sees that Pat can win one more. If Pat wins a three-peat, that's something he's never done. Yeah. That's four near to a seven. He wants to win one like he wants to win one like at 48 to say that nobody's ever won a Super Bowl nearly at 50.
He's already done it, though. Like, how much more can he do? Like, no one's going to win one at 40. Like, look, man, I know you're hoping Aaron Rodgers is going to work out. Like, this guy's the weird anomaly. Like, normally the old guys, like,
now
they get old.
In anomalies. Now you believe in anomalies!
well, Jimmy Butler.
You believe in anomalies.
Nah, I mean, Jimmy Butler's, you know.
Wait! But an 8 seed going all the way to the finals, they did it last year. But now you believe in anomalies?
But if you told me Tom Brady was going to come back, I'd be like, yeah, I guess I can't doubt him because he is the anomaly. Jimmy Butler is the anomaly. Like, if you're going to be another team thinking that they're going to do it, that's silly. Grow up. JFA, where are your goosies?
You have managed to twist and just
that was good.
That
but that was good.
That,
that was kind of good. He knew it was good. Look the way he's holding the pen. He knew that was good.
That fraud. You won't look at the camera. You know damn well you got.
You know that
he's too busy watching Animal Planet in the corner. Okay.
I wish. JFA, where are your goosies?
I have no goosies. Okay, you're not gonna motivate me to show.
No
up
bowl.
For myself,
no excuses.
Okay?
Goosies.
Take a break. Final hour coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.